and we have turned the active willing of people to take care of themselves into a passive being comforted by technology. And it's nature to sweeten our hearts that a life in society turns so bitter. Establishing oneself in nature is far more honest than the malicious establishment in the artificial. And all the good intentions are turned down by the slowness of the social consent. And no matter how much work we put into building our micro-society, the results will need to be constantly reobtained. And we are haptic about the social circumstances, but very relaxed about the natural one that irremediably fall into oblivion. And in the organic chaos, there will be always some hope, while in the inorganic order, we are soon to despair. And our focus has shifted from a historical understanding of the past to a speculative envisioning of the future. And the framework is kept really serious, even though the content has long been deprived of any valuable meaning. And our love for the others is uprooted by the industrial production that has no love but willing for power. And our sustainability is more and more dependent to a loose network of very distant nodes that are inconceivable to reach but with the use of technology. And why the natural world implicitly tell us what to do in the various stages, the artificial one let us wonder. And the social problem is not to be taken from above, but specifically down to each one of us. And our competences get restricted within the specialized society, and our dialogue within them becomes a mere monologue. As the social networking becomes more overwhelming, it's inconceivable to be an observer from the outside. And it will have to be a new generation that will have to act as the severe father of the old and spoiled ones. And in the illusion of artificial immortality, still our mortality should be all projected to a return to nature. And our social duty consists of mere trifles to keep us updated with the pedantry of the social mechanism. It is whom cures his ego that is most willing to cure the other. And we might reconsider our life in search of a more spiritual engagement, but are soon back in the trifles of the social intrication. And it is the society of no communities that is to be blamed for our decadence, incomplete indifference. And living in the constant pressure of having at all times something to do, but never really being able to terminate it since it reproposes itself continuously. And it's no longer the most talented to win, but the one that is best technically furnished. And we delegate our own children to otherhoods and feel no deep engagement with the foreign ones we are given by society. And finally, corporations have devised personification as a set to hide their names but establish the power even more. Man and its vanity materialized by commerce will be the end of the world. And by employing the artificial, we have forever renounced to the natural purity that has to be now simulated. And our perfectionism deals exclusively with the Baroque container, enforcing very abstract ideas. And we are bound to constantly look for new intellectual angles and can no longer just relax and execute the traditional knowledge. And we are incapable to select for the sake of simplicity all the knowledge that technology keeps firm and alive. And since we are coated with a technical layer, we can't feel the impact of the changes we apply to our surroundings. And we are instructed to do things just for the sake of doing them, without a real moral motive to guide us. The misery resulting from willing to follow an ideal but being left isolated to accomplish it. And instead of independency, technology takes us away from our natural periphery, concentrating us into technical centers. And while nature makes its selection, technology is a drastic clear cut. And even in the most adverse circumstances, one should try to take advantage of the disadvantage. And the cancer to protect us against isn't a sudden danger that might occur to us, but a slow alteration of our nature. The methodic monotony of the social duty gets the organic residues of life intolerable. And the human instinct to firmly appropriate oneself of something beautiful kills it. And the struggle to exalt the beauty of a fading moment is confused and corrupted with the general willing to make it an established perversion. And the general contemporary insecurity make us plant and soon after uproot our ideals. As the corporation have appropriated themselves of our humble production, any violation against them is justified. And it's when we get exclusively concerned to reinforce our armor that our heroic period gets over. And it isn't our technology to malfunction, but us relying too much onto it, and thus weaken ourselves. A gentle rolling over the natural surfaces is our only savior to our sedentary hysterism. And in the automated society, physical and intellectual movement are no longer considered source of benefit. And in our conventionalism, a balance merge between nature and the artificial is inconceivable. Any organic exuberation is a hard deal for the artificial society, and is likely to be leveled. And real happiness will be of whom will establish harmony within himself and his peripheral surrounding, indifferent to the social promises. And since the social duty has no reference to our nature, we abstract in a myriad of languages that can no longer communicate to one another. And if the old practices come back to fashion, there is no longer the spiritual aim to accompany them. And it is nature alone to reveal our moods that the artificial life mute in a suffocated historism. In the contemporary pace, no poesy is kept lasting before it is considered out of date. And the physical strength we once applied to challenge the limit of nature is psychosis in the borderless artificiality. Resisting out in the natural discomfort not to be swollen by the artificial commodities. Any attempt to render from the start a predefined idea will result in a pretentious cliché, and the media confusion pervading our intimacy is to blame for our desperate attempt to self-suicide.